This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 100 of Taylor Talk. That's the big 100. My name is Adam.
I'm Maya.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And I wish we had something more special for you for episode 100, but it's going to be a regular episode. Sorry,
well,
guys.
Adam, those episodes are always special. Do not knock us down.
Well,
yeah, our regular episodes are fun, too.
Yes. Cake okay. And balloons. Do we have cake and balloons?
I don't.
No.
I do in my house, but
Steve, why didn't you bake us cake and balloons?
What?
Well, bake us cake and buy
Steve,
us balloons.
Why didn't you bake us balloons?
But something kind of cool is episode 100 kind of made me reflect on the last 2 years of Taylor Talk, and I started digging and seeing what we've been through in the last 100 episodes. We've had guest interviews with, you know, opening acts for Taylor, with her music video directors, with her old manager, telling all kinds of great stories about what it was like working with Taylor. We've had what? We've been listened to in 209 countries and territories. And there's a reason I say and territories, because somebody called me out on that. Apparently, there are only 196 or 194 countries. So,
oh.
Yeah, right? Who knew?
I didn't know that.
So, it turns out that our stats reporting system includes territories also. So, 209. And then something kind of fun. I want you guys to guess here. Of
okay.
All the published episodes of Taylor Talk, how much content in terms of time do you think there is of us talking about Taylor?
Oh my gosh.
Actually, hang on. Let me rephrase that. That is the first 99 episodes, because obviously we're in the middle of recording this one and we don't know how long it'll be. So take this episode away, 1 through 99. How much content do you think there is?
I would assume several weeks.
Diane, make a guess.
I'm going to go with 3 weeks.
Steve? Maya?
2 weeks.
What format is this in? Like hours? Weeks?
I don't know.
Months?
I just guessed.
Whatever time frame you want, Steve. Just pick one.
I'm going to go with 85 hours.
If this were Price is Right, you would all be out. You all went over.
Really?
Which actually shocked me. I thought you guys were going to guess under. If you look at every single episode of Taylor Talk up to this point, we have published 64 hours and 48 minutes of content.
Oh, so Steve was close.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of time of us talking. It would take people
I was
almost
counting the stuff that we didn't edit out, like the actual recording time.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Steve. Okay.
He said published, though.
I wasn't listening.
So, 64 hours?
64 hours, 48 minutes. So, as of this episode, we'll be over 65 hours of content.
Okay, so that means if someone wanted to, they could almost listen to us for 3 straight days.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, nonstop. I dare someone to try.
Don't make them do that.
Nobody do that. That's a terrible waste of your time.
What? Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe they'll show up.
Maybe, Steve. And then, of course, the coolest stat, which I couldn't even quantify because it has been, well, so many submissions. There have been thousands of mini segments submitted over the last 2 years. And for that, I am most grateful, because we are here at episode 100. Thanks to everybody that has ever listened, participated, joined us on an episode, for those lucky people who got to play Jeopardy and win some Taylor Talk t-shirts. And I just want to thank everyone who's been with us for the journey. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank seriously. You. Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks.
And if you're new, thank you also for joining us now, 2 years later. So, let's get to some Ask FM questions. Enough with my rambling about, well, Taylor Talk about us. Let's check out on Ask FM, see what we got. One of the questions I think will be a fun debate, assuming we have some counterpoints here. Some, what am I trying to say? Like opposite viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
is, I am not sure if you've already answered this or spoke about it a million times, but when you say I'm a Swiftie, do you write it as Swiftie with a Y or Swiftie with an IE? Because it really annoys me when people correct me. What is the answer to this question?
I feel like this is such an issue because people get very emotional about it, I've noticed.
And it's so bizarre. Such a thing to get emotional over, right?
I think it's just because they don't want to be wrong. You know?
Steve, how do you spell it?
I would spell it with a Y unless it has an S at the end. Then it would be an I-E-S.
So Y for singular, I-E-S for plural.
I agree with that as well.
I think that's unanimous on our panel.
Yeah, I would like someone to tell me why they spell it with an I-E.
Because it looks cuter.
No S.
That's every time I've ever asked someone, I'm like, why are you doing it with an I-E? They say because it looks cuter or something like that than it does with a Y.
But Taylor has a Y in her name, so we should spell it with a Y.
I think somebody needs to just ask Taylor. If anybody happens to run into her running in and out of that dance studio she's always in, ask her. All right, but enough of that question. I'm sure we just pissed off a lot of people that spell it with an I-E. They get heated. Somebody corrected me on that once, like, very angrily. But here's a better...
I think it's an Australian term, to tell you the truth. I think it means to be thrifty. At least what? Somewhere.
The word Swiftie? Swiftie?
Yeah, it's like someone that's thrifty or cheap or something like that.
Spelled
that's
with like... an I-E or spelled with a Y?
I believe spelled with a Y.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
But let's get to a real question that actually warrants a discussion. What do you think will be the You're So Vain of Taylor's career? Like the song that jumps to everyone's mind when they think of Taylor Swift. Do you think it's been released already or is it yet to come?
I mean, I don't know. I think so far it's Love Story. I don't know if she's going to release something else.
What's Love Story? Is that like the Romeo and Juliet song?
Yeah, that one.
Adam.
Is that making you mad?
Yes, because you're being stupid on purpose.
or You Belong With Me would be the other one that's right up there with Love Story. Those are pretty much her quintessential anthems that she has out.
Right. I also think We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is getting up there with them. Like, it's almost, I would say it's like almost on par with them. Maybe not quite yet, but I think it's getting close.
Mm-hmm. I think a way you can tell that, Diane, is when the next tour rolls around to see if she includes that, because that's one of the things I noticed, like, because she included some of those songs in her earlier tours, even though they weren't part of those tours anymore. Like, you know, You Belong With Me was from a while ago, but yet it was on Speak Now for that tour and it was on the Red Tour.
Yeah. Steve is thinking. However, Steve, is that only because she knows it's popular or is she trying to push it? I think it's because she knows it's already popular.
Yeah, but if...
I mean, because she knows that's the song that people want to hear.
That's right. True.
If you remember during the CMAs when she got her Pinnacle Award, she pointed out to George Strait.
I was just going
to
say that.
Pointed out what, Steve?
It, Maya. Go ahead and finish it, Maya.
Oh, that she thanked George Strait for teaching her how to play the songs that people want to hear. When she got her Pinnacle Award.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. And then the second half of that question, is it yet to come? That's hard to say. We don't know what her future work is going to be. So I don't know if I really have an answer for that part of the question.
I would hope that she has more hits, obviously. Like, it would suck if we thought, oh, no, she's on her way down. Like, I don't know.
I have this feeling like what she has done already might be sort of the pinnacle of her career. Like,
is that why she received the Pinnacle Award?
Yeah, I don't know. I think like Fearless was such a big, crazy thing and it broke so many records. Like, I don't know.
That's where most of her Grammys came from too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, could be the ones that stick around. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know what she's going to do in the future. There clearly is a chance it's her, so that she's going to come up with something even more memorable.
Right. I would just have to say, out of all the ones existing, Love Story is it for me. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And you also have to know that, you know, You're So Vain, part of the reason it was such a massive smash success is because of the mystery behind it. You know, who is she singing about? That kind of thing. And people still talk to it to this day. I mean, you know, now Taylor knows who the song's about. You know, it's something that over time has just continued to grow in mystery.
Speaking of that, Steve, what if who sings it? Carly Simon, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What if Carly Simon, who supposedly revealed who it's about to Taylor, what if the
She's
big great
it
secret
to the public already?
What?
She revealed it to the public.
When?
Who is it?
I don't know. There's an article about it. I forget. Not someone exciting.
Are you sure?
He's gay. Yeah.
No.
It's some gay guy that she liked.
David Geffen is what the rumor was, but I don't ever think that she totally came out and said who it was about.
I read an article about it. She totally did. She confirmed it.
Well, we'll have to ask Taylor that one, too. It's right up there with the Swifty versus Swifty question.
Yeah, we have two questions to ask her right now.
This is why Taylor needs to be a co-host with us, so she can answer the questions we can't. But anyway, thank you to whoever asked that. That was an anonymous one. The next one does have an identity, which I'm going to put Diane on the spot here because it is a fellow Swiftie from France, and Diane took French in high school, so I'm hoping she knows
how
to pronounce his name.
Speaks French way better than I do. Why don't you put Maya on the spot?
Okay, Maya or Diane. Somebody tell me how you pronounce this person's name, because I'm not sure, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean I really don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay, Maya, do you want to take this one?
Why are you putting this on me? He told you to do it. You try.
Fine. Espere Theo, or I don't know how to say, because there's an accent on the E.
Maya, do you have a guess?
I mean, I think that's about as close as we're going to get.
All right. Either way, the question we were asked is, hey, guys, if you would have the chance to write a song with Taylor, what would be the subject of the song?
I mean, I'd like relationships, clearly.
Well, yeah, it would have to be something about love, I think, too.
But this is if you were writing a song with Taylor, not if Taylor's writing
Taylor
by herself.
But this is what Taylor's good at. You can't just go to Taylor and be like, I really want to write a song about, like, monster trucks, because it's going to come out weird.
I don't know. She's pretty talented. She can work it out.
All right. Can one of you get more specific then?
Yes.
Like, do you want to write a breakup song with Taylor, a happily ever after song?
That would very much depend on how I was feeling on that day. Maybe I would want to write a breakup song, but maybe I wouldn't.
Well, Maya, you have written songs, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what are they about currently? Like, what's the subject area? Like, is it love?
It depends what's happening. I mean, generally, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, it depends on the recent events of my life.
See, if I were writing a song with Taylor, it wouldn't be a love song because that wouldn't play to my strengths at all. I think something that we would have in common is the relationship between her and her fans, because I am a fan of hers. She is Taylor. And I think writing something about that relationship, the Taylor and her fans relationship, is something that we would collaborate well on.
So kind of like a long-lived
like,
type of song?
Yeah.
I mean, along those lines, similar in theme, but not exactly like Long Live. I don't know how it would be. I'm not a songwriter. Taylor would have to pull her weight if we were writing together.
You mean Taylor would do everything?
You're like 99.9% of the work.
Pretty much. I would basically be like, hey, let's write a song about your relationship with your fans. And then she would do the rest from there. That's pretty much it.
And then you get your credit down there and the songwriters, and it would have your name next to Taylor's on it. And that'd
exactly.
Be about it.
Exactly. What about you, Steve? What have you got?
I'd want to write some sort of like anthem for like a generation kind of thing, like something that like just resonates with so many people, like something maybe about like hope or something along the lines of that, I think would be cool.
Yeah, but Steve, you're not part of our generation. You're part of our parents' generation.
Adam.
I'm kidding. Steve is part of our generation. It was a joke. I feel
What
bad
else do you...
that this
That's like a
episode's been
huge
short.
idea.
We need to keep talking.
You haven't asked
More
me what I want, what I would write about with Taylor
Oh,
yet.
right, Diane. What,
Hi,
what...
yes, I'm here.
What would you write with Taylor if you had the chance?
Well, the thing I've noticed about her songs is she has a lot of songs about, you know, trying to get past someone, and, you know, someone who hurt her or whatever. But she doesn't have many songs about being in love, like a true type of love, because she hasn't had that yet. I mean, from what she said, she hasn't experienced true love yet. So I think it would be cool to have another song sort of like mine, but maybe like deeper, because I don't know, I just think it would be neat.
Something deeper than mine?
Yeah, like a true love song about a long relationship.
Diane, why don't you start?
Well, see,
why don't
she
you start to write it?
A pretend song about that on every album.
Yeah, but she doesn't
hasn't
have
been a
like
real
a
one.
True, yeah, like I want her to find love so she can write a song about that.
I mean, like Fearless and Mine and Stay, Stay, Stay. They're all pretend.
They're pretend. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we try writing our songs here? Like mine with the theme of the fans would be something like, I love my fans except for Diane.
Oh, that rhymes.
Because she is silly. I wonder if I have a fan named Billy.
That is a hit right there.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. I take requests. I'm bowing right now. I accept tips, gratuities, if you want to.
Oh my goodness.
I do not like that song.
For my work.
Do you accept songwriting lessons? Because I think you need some.
That's why Taylor's going to write the song and not you.
What are you talking about? I thought that was a good song.
No, it was
rhymed.
Rude.
I'll give you that.
Best song I've ever heard in my life.
Uh-huh. You guys are so mean
but,
to me.
But
why
is
don't,
it the worst song?
Somebody show me up then. Do something better. Yeah, that silenced you guys, didn't it?
It did. I do not have songwriting skills. Like, I've always like wanted to write a song, but I get like part of one verse and then I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great, and then like nothing else, or like a title, I'm like, this would be a great title to a song, and then nothing else. So, like, I've always like just had some sort of mental block when it comes to songwriting, and you know, it's probably not for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the last time that I wrote a song, I was probably like 16, and it was about this boy that didn't like me, and it was really sad, and I never wrote a
song. I didn't know you ever wrote a song, Diane.
Well, it didn't have music to it because I can't do that, but it was like a very
so it was
sad
like a
poem.
Poem.
Yeah. With a chorus.
Interesting. Maya, how about you give it a shot? Why don't you write a song? I'm the only one that's done it here.
I'm not writing a song right now. I don't even have anything to write a song about.
You just said love.
Well, this is a very broad topic.
I just made up mine on the spot.
Yeah, but it wasn't very good.
Well, it's a work in progress.
Okay.
That's the first draft.
Yeah. It's gonna need a few more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was perfection in the first try.
Yes.
That would be a great perfect. See, that would be a great song title. Perfection in the first try. See? Right? Huh? All right.
Sounds epic, like Steve's song.
Hey, Steven?
No, about the
yes
big song he's gonna write with Taylor about
Steve's like
anthem
yes
of generations.
Steve, tell me more about that. You intrigued me. Like, how? Give me an example, like a real life example, because I don't know what you mean by an anthem of a generation.
I mean, just some of the songs that years later people still talk about. I guess you could almost say like You're So Vain would be something like that, where like everybody knew the song, everybody talks about the song, just like, you know, I feel that Taylor does have a large audience with some of her bigger hits, but it's still like, it's not like, maybe Change, you know, remember how we were discussing how that was the anthem for the Olympics? That was a pretty far reaching anthem. Something maybe along the lines of that. That makes
okay
sense.
Okay.
I found another interesting question on Ask FM. I don't know if you guys had more on that question before I move on.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to tweak it a little because it's actually a slightly creepy question. I'll tell you what it is, and then we'll change it to make it a little more appropriate to answer. The actual question is, Steve and or Adam, if you had a chance to propose to Taylor, how would you do it? Now, like I said, that's slightly weird. Mm. But
wait, how is that creepy?
I just thought it was because, I mean, that's not what, I don't know. I just thought it was a little
bit. It makes us, if we would respond to it, it kind of makes us a little creeperish and that kind of stuff. And
well, as long as you didn't go to her house with a chainsaw, it would be fine.
Okay, well, Diane, since you seem to be full of ideas, the way I was going to change this question is, how do you think Taylor would want to be proposed to when the time finally comes?
Ooh, I like this question.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the creepy part because this is assuming that you guys are like the kind of crazy fans that actually think that you have some sort of shot at having a relationship with her.
Well, so, wait a second, Maya. I'm not saying we don't have a shot.
I think that was directed at one person.
No,
Maya.
Don't start this with me because you're both ridiculous and I'm not going to deal with it. Neither of you are ever going to date Taylor. Just accept
Maya,
it now.
you don't know that. That's
like,
number
oh,
one.
Yes, like, ever.
That's not what we're arguing about right now, though. So, Diane, if you had a chance to propose to Taylor, how would you do it?
Okay, how about this? How about if I had a chance to coach the guy that was going to propose to Taylor?
Okay, there you go.
That works.
That makes it a little safer. I feel like, okay, Taylor's the type of girl that I don't think would want to be proposed to in public because I think she would want that moment really private. So I could see something like maybe in her house with this guy and they're making food and they're having a glass of wine and there are candles. Very kind of cliche and corny, but I still think she'd think it was cute.
And see, then it's kind of funny, Diane. I was thinking the opposite of you, actually.
Hmm.
I thought it would be kind of cool if somebody proposed to Taylor in the middle of one of her concerts. Because I was thinking she
Diane.
Is such. What did you say, Steve? Sorry.
I'm with Diane on this. Actually, I was taking Me notes too. When she was saying.
You were taking notes, Steve. Are you planning on using Diane's idea to propose to
no,
Taylor?
I just thought it was.
Or propose to some girl.
I just thought it was good. I just thought, you know.
Well, because, I mean, if someone proposed to Taylor during a concert, like, in the very middle of it, she would get proposed to, say yes, and then the guy would have to go away, and then she'd have to keep singing and go on with the concert.
Who said like, it had to be in the middle, though? It could be at the end. Taylor has a very close relationship with her fans. Ooh, what about if somebody was proposing to Taylor and they got the fans out in the crowd involved to, like, hold up, like, will you marry me, Taylor, signs. Like,
I think she'd think they were just crazy fans.
No. I'm not talking about the few fans. I'm talking about, like, a big group, like, having the entire floor in on it, where, like, they hold, like, a piece of paper over their head and they spell out, like, the letters huge.
Or maybe if you, like, you know, assuming in the next tour that she'll do Love Story again, what if you like swap characters with the guy that, you know, plays Romeo and then it's actually you?
Look at you,
that's
Steve,
fun.
Getting creative.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think from like the way that she talks about wanting to spend her future, like, you know, going to like live on a farm somewhere with her children. Like, I don't think that her like a proposal is something that she wants to be public. I think that she has a very specific public life and a private life, and my sense is that she wouldn't want a proposal to be something that everyone was involved in. I think that she would want that to be like between her and that person.
Oh, you guys are so boring. I'm the only one that
no, it's
thought it would
not
be
boring.
Fun for her.
Like,
I'm not
I think
being
logical
boring.
And
what, do you want me to lie, Adam? Is that what you want?
No.
Or do you want
he just wants someone
opinion?
To agree with him. That's all.
Usually. That's usually all I want in life, Steve.
I know. Well, unfortunately for this question, I'm going to have to go in with Diane. I believe her way.
So you're all saying private. And speaking of Diane, here's another question on Ask FM. What is Diane's fandom call? I didn't know that Diane had a fandom, but
I have a fandom?
According to whoever asked this question, Diane, what is Diane's fandom called? So I'm going to call Diane fans the Dianies.
The Dianies. Oh my God.
Terrible.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Can you three sign up so I can at least have three people in my fandom? Because I'm pretty sure that there's no one.
Don't you have
a Well, that would make
Twitter?
Four, Diane, though, because somebody asked the question.
I do. I did have a fan Twitter, but they don't tweet from it anymore.
Aww, same with mine. It's sad.
They got tired of me. I know.
They're not the only ones.
No one likes me anymore.
Oh. This might be kind of an appropriate question considering episode 100. How has Taylor changed your life? What is the thing she has done for you or introduced to you that you are most grateful for?
Well, I mean, to state the obvious, I wouldn't be doing this podcast if it wasn't for Taylor.
That's why I thought it was kind of an appropriate episode 100 question.
Yeah, I mean, clearly I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't know any of you.
Well, I think that falls under what's most grateful, because I think I've made a ton of fans, not or fans, friends with Taylor fans.
Don't get crazy now.
Oops.
Friends with Taylor fans.
Ooh, yeah.
That was a mouthful. Made friends with fans. There we go.
I've made a lot of friends. I think another sort of related things is I just have, like, I feel like I have more of a relationship with, like, going to see live music because of her. Like, I think that because I go, like, I've wanted to go to so many of her shows, that's just made me get into, like, going to concerts in general.
That's true.
And I'm happy about that.
That's true. And at least I've gained a new appreciation for live music. Like, it's so much better than hearing it on the radio, no matter how good your stereo is.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think
Adam has a nice stereo too.
I do, Steve, but I used to have a nicer one. I don't have it anymore.
Are you talking about your car stereo?
Yeah.
Okay, I just clear that up for people.
Oh yeah, sorry. Don't have the car that had the killer stereo anymore. Sorry to be boring like that. But I mean, there's so many ways in which Taylor has changed our lives. I don't even know how to sum it up into one question. I mean, my bedroom has a life-size cutout of her from Walgreens in it. I mean, that's definitely one way my life has changed. I've gotten to go to Nashville twice now. You know, I went to see Taylor and I went to CMA Fest. I never would have gotten to experience those things. Like, prior to Taylor, I had no interest in Nashville. So Taylor actually introduced Nashville to me. That's one way it should change my life.
And Cafe Coco.
Oh, gosh, Steve, don't.
Cafe Coco is so good.
How could you?
You guys are making me hungry.
How could you bring that up, Steve?
Pancake Pantry.
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, Maya.
Sorry.
How dare you? So, guys, if you listening out there, if Taylor's changed your life in some way, shape, or form, definitely share it with us so we can hear. Also, I want to know how Taylor changed your lives. Be cool to know.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm so grateful that, like, she is so just, like, welcoming of fans. Like, I'm very happy that, like, of all the people that I could have chosen to, like, be really obsessed with, I chose someone who's just so nice and so appreciative and, like, welcoming and lovely. And I don't know, I appreciate that a lot.
Hey, Maya, who are your favorite agency members?
Who, all of them? And what kind of question is
I don't
that?
Know. It's just that we get, like, hundreds of questions to this Ask FM channel that I go
what
through
them.
What
are my favorite agency members? Okay. I mean, Amos cracks me up all the time. I think he's hilarious, and he makes funny faces at me when he's on stage. And
I think he's really hot, actually.
And he's really good at playing the bass, and I enjoy him. Grant is my favorite tweeter ever. I really enjoy him. David is super nice. He's just, like, really friendly as a person. The other ones I haven't met, but I mean, they all seem like lovely people. I'm sure they are.
Thanks for that answer, Maya, even though I randomly threw it at you. Here's another interesting question, if you guys don't mind continuing on and on, because I just keep going through these questions.
Yeah.
Has Taylor affected you negatively?
At some points, yes, I think
At
so.
some point she
There's
has, yeah.
been points when like I had to sort of like pause my life and get my priorities straight and be like, Taylor is great, but I need to do well in school, you know? Like being very supportive of someone is good as long as you can maintain the rest of your life.
Taylor just stresses me out.
She
Also,
negatively affects
Taylor
my
like has
wallet.
a very big hit on my bank account, and
Yeah, that's a
she
problem.
seems to empty it out a lot. I don't know how that keeps happening, but you know.
Yeah, Taylor costs us all a lot of money.
She does.
It's funny you guys even mentioned that with the whole money thing, because Forbes just came out with their list of the musicians and their net worth and where they're ranked. And Taylor is in, I believe, the top 10 of that list.
Yeah,
I'm
but
gonna
she
say the top
dropped,
10. She's number 7.
Steve. She dropped. Yeah, she was ahead of Justin Bieber last year with 57 million, and this year she only made 55 million, the poor
Oh,
thing.
poor
Oh my
baby.
gosh, she lost
Only
$2 million.
55 million.
Where'd that 2 million go? Because it sure didn't go into my bank account.
Didn't go into
I
mine.
don't know.
Maybe one day, but I'm sorry I interrupted you, Steve. Was there something you were getting at with that?
No, that was my only little joke there. That's all.
Oh, that was just pointing out like where all it goes when we drain our own brain. Can't speak. When we all drain our own bank accounts.
Like, just, I don't even want to think about like how much money I spent like just this summer on her. It was a lot.
I know.
Like
But it was worth
a
every penny, though.
lot. Oh, I mean, yes, but it's just a lot of money. How many concerts did I go to? Five, I think. Five concerts plus like the cost of costumes, particularly my refrigerator costume. That cost me a lot of money.
But here's the thing, though. The
Oh.
reward is getting to see Taylor, which is an
Right.
opportunity not afforded to so many people that it's one of those things like you just have to be really, really grateful for.
Yeah. Oh,
Good
also
call,
the
yeah.
gas that it costs to drive to Massachusetts and back in 2 days. That was a lot too.
Oh my gosh, Maya. You are the super fan.
Yeah,
The super
that was
Swiftie
the
with a Y,
interesting
not an
thing when I
IE.
saw her every weekend for 3 weeks. That was
Ooh.
interesting. Yep.
Hey, Diane, somebody asked you where you study. I don't know how relevant that question is, but that one's on here.
Really?
Yeah.
In my house? It's not very exciting. I don't go to Starbucks or anything like that.
No, you're not unique. I think we've rambled
Or is
long
that
enough.
referring to like school or whatever? I
Oh,
don't
where
know.
do I go to school?
I don't know. You could interpret it either
I
way.
interpret it as like, where do I physically study?
Okay. I think we've gotten grossly off topic and we've stretched out long enough. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to
To us
absolute
ramble.
nonsense. I did call us or speaking nonsense there. Mainly Steve's, but
We said a
a
lot
little
of
bit.
cool things, Adam. Can you be positive, please?
I am being
Yes.
positive.
Yeah.
This
This
is
is episode
episode
100.
100.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
It sounded like Tigger. It was
Combination
goofy.
Tigger and Goofy.
Yeah, the last part was definitely goofy.
Right, guys, but seriously, this has been 100 episodes now. For everyone that has listened to every single one of them, thank you so, so much. For anyone that's listened to even one of them, thank you just as much. It seriously means so much to us that you take time out of your day to be here with us twice a week. And we love you all for it. So thank you again. Hope you enjoyed this episode 100. I don't know what else to say right now. I'm trying to figure out
Let
a way
us
to
know your
close the
favorite
episode.
episode. That's always a good one.
That is a good one. For those who have been around for a while and even a short while, definitely let us know what your favorite episode is. There are, of course, a multitude of ways you can contact us. Normally, I'd go through all of them, but I'm feeling really lazy today. So I'm just going to say to visit taylortalk.org/contact, and it has our Twitter, our Facebook, our Taylor Connect, our Ask FM, and our phone numbers to leave us voicemails and text messages. Do that. And something I haven't asked of anybody in a long time, but I figure in light of the 100th episode, I figure I'll throw it out there again, guys. If you love us, please give us a rating on iTunes. It takes about, what, a couple seconds of your time. Let us know how we're doing, basically. Leave a review on there. Let us know how we're doing so we can, you know, work hard to make this the best show we can for you. You can visit taylortalk.org/iTunes. Leave a review there. Thank you, guys, for episode 100 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. This has been Adam.
Maya.
Dan.
And Steve.
Saying, have a great day, guys. Goodbye. See you for 101.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Happy 100. Woo-hoo.
I want a cake, Steve.
I'll work on it.
Do you want baked balloons, Adam?
Yes. Please. I love baked latex.
Ew.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.